Hello, everybody, and welcome to SidSock. I'm going to level with you here. It's very late. I don't have time to go over this episode and find anything funny. I'm speaking entirely too fast. So instead, just listen to it, possibly at a slowed-down rate, because, good lord, I am way too excited about pho.
Alright, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to a special edition of SidSock.
You're just going to keep saying that every time.
Is special. Every SidSock is special.
Oh, my God. So before you dip into your story, I may have gone down the Monty Python rabbit hole on Netflix and watched, like, the best bits. And,
oh, the best bits.
Like, the one where they bring on, like, movie stars to sell their favorites. And then the, there's another one called, like, where they basically say they focus in on a certain Monty Python member.
Oh, so it's like little vignette. Okay.
The first one was John Cleese, and the next one was Terry Gilliam. But I'm gonna be a heretic real quick and say I don't truly really like Terry Gilliam's animation all that much.
I
like his movies and stuff. Like, I love, like, Time Bandits and, like, all that stuff. But
it's an aesthetic choice. I can tolerate that.
Yeah, and some of it I just don't get because I think it's like, I don't know. It's a little unsettling, and I don't really understand what's happening.
That's fine.
I'm just like, why is this dude doing this? Is it like comedy, or is it just a commentary? It was great. I've never seen more Monty Python than I have in the last 2 days. So anyway, go watch all the Netflix Monty Python stuff. It's so fun.
The whole Flying Circus, I think, is on there too.
Yep, so it is. I was gonna start watching that next.
It is good.
So
sorry,
right, but we just got done eating pho.
My pilgrimage of pho. Drove all the way back up to pho. Honestly, I don't even know the name of the place. It's the pho place.
It's
in
pho.
Lafayette. Doesn't matter.
Not going to work here anymore.
Yeah. We used to work across the street, and so we used to walk here all the time, and then we moved offices like 12 times since then, and we made it here like 3 times since then, because it's now a bit of a drive instead of a nice walk. So I missed it, and what really sucks is that nowhere around me sells banh mi, so I can't get my delicious sandwich fix. Last time I tried to order one, I put the Grubhub order in. I had to get it all the way from Denver, like actual downtown Denver, and they called me and said we're out of banh mi.
I would imagine that if you were going to even get that banh mi from there, it wouldn't have been nearly as acceptable, because the whole nuance to the banh mi that we just ate was that it was everything was really fresh, nothing was soggy.
No, I was having crispy. A shitty day, and I wanted to have something. I knew it was going to be a subpar experience.
Okay,
but I just needed it, right?
But yeah, so like, if you're gonna get banh mi, I would suggest doing it like Bibimbap. Like, if you get Bibimbap, get this stone bowl. Like, go hard on it
and go
to the restaurant to do it,
because
it's gonna be worth it.
Absolutely, the part of the experience is going to the place too. So what I didn't realize as I sat down and we just got back, I had my iced coffee, I had my pho number two, and I had my sandwich with pork, and I was just having the most wonderful flashbacks to the old days when we used to go there every Friday for Pho Friday. And it was just such a wonderful experience with my friends, you know, many of them I went to college with, and then later on, new friends we were making. And it was so fun to be part of that company back in the time when, we weren't all friends, but I was working close with my friends. We were doing stuff. We were all in it together, and it was fun. I liked that. It was just nice to revisit the old memory. I don't necessarily want to go back to that company. Like, I'm, you know, where we are now is a lot less precarious and more stable, and we're solving probably more fun problems in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of work we were doing then really blew chunks. But nowadays, it's, I don't know, it's interesting to, it's like the weird part of the halcyon days. It's kind of looking back in college. I had a lot of fun. I kind of miss parts of it, but I would not sign up to do it again, and I don't want to go back.
See,
that
like,
makes sense?
Yeah, because when I think of college, like, I got, we can talk about that in a sec. I want to let you finish your
Well, that's kind of where I was landing on that. So the whole pho experience, and because what we used to do was we'd go there every Friday, and we actually kind of had a whole friggin' system worked out by the time Joe came along, Joe Quick.
You might know him from other podcasts.
He was in a podcast once with us. Yes, he. And we had, like, a whole system. Like, I would sit next to, I think it was Kevin, usually. We'd get one sandwich, we'd split it in half. He'd pick the jalapenos off of his, I put them on mine, because he didn't want them to hold the jalapenos. because he liked the little bit of spice left over from the juice coming off of it. And so, like, we had this whole friggin' system worked out, and then we'd get a bowl of number two, and then I'd usually get a coffee, and then, like, we'd have it all figured out. And then what would happen was Adam would order one of the entrees, because they also serve the more mainstream American Chinese food like you're used to. Mm-hmm. So he'd get, like, a... before we started getting Pad See Ew at the other... Oh, no, they didn't... Yeah, they had Pad See Ew there.
Did they?
I thought they did. Okay. No, they had another egg or noodle dish, but... He'd get like
they actually might have sour. They had like pad thai and stuff.
Yeah, they,
like that,
yeah, so. They might have actually, but it's not as good as the other one, the
Usaba.
But anyway, which I also got Kyle that, by the way, too. So but anyway, and then he would order like one of the entrees like that.
You don't like Usaba?
I'll get to
okay.
that.
Okay.
I don't dislike Usaba. I quite like Usaba, but I'll get to that. So he'd order like sweet and sour pork or beef peppers or whatever, but he would never eat all the rice. He'd just leave a big pile of rice, and Joe would always be like, I can't stand you wasting the rice,
I will
man.
Eat this rice.
So it became like a process where he'd eat half the rice and just hand the plate to Joe, and then Joe would polish off the rest of the rice, which led to that catchphrase for Little Watch, just going to town on your rice, as a euphemism for freaking anything you want. Man, he really went to town on rice. Ew.
You're like, what? Where was, what?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't want to watch that.
That was just like this fun little memory for me, it was, you know, it just kind of took me back. It's been like 6 years since we did that.
Okay.
And it was just a fun little memory.
So what's this Usaba, Kyle?
So the Usaba experience. So back when we were at this Lafayette office, there's the Thai place Usaba way over in Superior, right? Well, taking lunch at Pho Friday there, where we would go and walk and come back, it would be like an hour, maybe an hour 15.
Yeah.
We would feel like not guilty, but like, let's not do that. You know, kind of short, you know, let's not waste too much time kind of thing. Whereas some of the other guys would just fucking go to Usaba and be gone for 2-3 hours. Like, legitimately at least 2 hours. And so, because it's like 30 minutes to get there, 20 minutes to get there at least, mm-hmm. by car, kind of like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
But... it was different then because we were all supposed to be billing, so it was like,
yeah, every hour you're not working is, yeah.
Yeah, so, and nowadays it's like, who the fuck cares? A beer kind of thing, but that's not strictly true, but like, we're not going to catch any flack for being gone as long as we were, right?
I'll get made fun of by Allie most
likely. Well, yeah, and I'll probably be like, well, not good enough for the free food? It's like, no, it's not what I wanted.
We talked about something and I needed it.
But anywho, so they used to drive all the way over there and drive all the way back, and they'd always talk about it. Yeah, we're going to Usaba. So it was like this fucking promised land, this mecca of amazing food that changes your life and makes you grow taller and you can shoot laser beams out of your nipples or something, right? So it was this whole thing. They talked it all up. They talked
Who's
it all
they?
Up. Bailey and Drew White.
Okay.
Just name dropping. Some dude. They'd always go and they'd talk about how great it was. And then, like, other people would go with them, and I never went because I was like, I can't take that much time or whatever. And I don't really want to hang with Bailey, so you go. Finally went there when we moved to Superior because it was like across the street, right? And the first time I went, we had to wait for like 20 minutes. We sat down outside in the sun. Like, I was just getting set up to be pissy, right?
Yeah.
And I ordered something and it was like, well, that's okay. I mean, it was good. It was tasty.
Did you get the basil chicken?
I think I got the basil chicken, yeah.
That's the worst thing I've
ever. And I think that's what happened. And then everyone, like, Adam got the pad see you and I tried some of his. I'm like, that's okay. That's
I love their pad see you. Like, well, I didn't realize that I liked Vietnam or Thai food until I had pad see you.
Well, I was just unimpressed. It was like, this is good, but it's like, why did you guys drive for 40 minutes to get this? Mm-hmm. Like, the fuck is wrong with you guys? Like, yeah. So I got a little bit. And then also, it always represents Bailey to me, too, so it's hard for me to disassociate.
See, I think of Jordan when I think of it.
Right.
And that, I guess it's a little different, so. But yeah.
Well, yeah. And
there you go.
Yeah, Jordan used to go with them.
Everybody can get Kyled sometimes. It happens.
You just have to learn to get over it. That's why I like giving you so much shit, because it does happen to me, and I have to get over it. Like, I would eat Usaba. It's just, I just don't want to drive for it, right? I have to, mm-hmm. especially where we are now, like, you have to drive past 4 other Thai restaurants to get there. it just seems weird.
Yeah. That's true.
And I know Jordan has an affinity for Thai food because he used to work in a Thai restaurant.
Yeah.
When he was in high school. And that Thai restaurant was in the same parking lot as my dad's clinic, and we never met.
That's pretty
Isn't that
cool,
fucking
actually.
Crazy? Yeah, like, he used to work, and we used to look at it, and it was funny because growing up, that was the one restaurant we never went to because my parents didn't like Thai food.
Hmm.
And so I didn't like Thai food because I don't know what the fuck I was talking about.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I got to say, the Thai food, there's only, like, maybe two or three Thai dishes I really like.
Yeah.
Well, but I really, really like those Thai dishes.
I think so it's really easy to try four or five things and be like, this is all terrible. I'm done.
Yeah.
Like the green curry, I guess. I don't think I've ever actually had a real green curry, but that's the thing that my family had tried, and they're like, this is awful. What the fuck is wrong with it? And they have it somewhere else. I'm like, okay, nope. Everywhere is awful. Thai food's bad. And it's like,
like, no, you tried one thing. But yeah, no. I definitely think the noodle dishes at Thai restaurants are probably where you go.
Yeah.
Because I like the egg noodles.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the egg noodle stuff.
I like the coconut curries myself.
So Aaron actually burned me on curry really bad. And not because it was bad. It was my mom also burned me on spaghetti, too. Because we used to eat spaghetti like once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Because she liked it so much and it's
easy.
Well,
it's easy to make. It technically is, it's nutritious enough and then it's got most of your macronutrients. And if you put a meat sauce on it, it's got all your macronutrients.
Yeah.
No one's going to get, you're not getting in trouble with it. It keeps for a long time if you don't eat it all right away. It's got a lot going for it on a family.
And that's exactly what actually the curry is, too. Like, you can do the same thing with curry and rice.
Same thing.
You make up the curry, put the vegetables in, put the meat in if you want.
Yeah.
And then you make some rice in a rice cooker, and you're like, here we go. We got curry.
Eating this for 2 days.
And Aaron used to make a lot of it. So I used to eat a lot of curry in college because Aaron would make curry make curry, and we'd eat it. And back in Shinoda, what is the complex? Chavano.
Oh, was it Chipita? No, I thought you were in Chavano.
Yeah, and I was in Chavano. I was in Chipita after. But, and so, like, those things, like, I got burned on spaghetti because of, like, when I was living with my parents in high schools and stuff like that, they would cook it all the time. And then I got burned out on curry. And so I'm still really hesitant to eat curry a lot because
Well, see, that's the part that I find really funny is when people say, like, what you just said, and Kate also doesn't like curry, but, like, curry...
I'm talking like very specifically Thai red or yellow curry made with coconut milk.
Yeah.
Etc.
But that's what I mean is it's funny how people will say that, and I know you're meaning a thing, but it's not always clear. Like when you clear it up, that makes sense. And I knew what you were talking about when we were talking, because I also was there when he made curry, and I've had some. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I see what you mean. This all the time. It's easy, tasty, whatever. But it is easy to get lost in that and be like, okay, buddy, fuck them if they can't take a joke, man. Get the hell out of here.
Fuck them if they can't take a joke. That's
it's a Monty Pythonism, actually. Eric Idle has it. He said it, and it's other people said it too. But he actually, on the guitar case that Adam Savage made for him, and on the guitar itself, it's got a little plaque which says that in Latin.
Cool.
So it's easy to get confused. Like, oh, I don't like curry. It's like curry means gravy.
Yeah.
It translates to basically gravy or sauce. So it's sort of like there's Chinese curries, there's Japanese curries, mm-hmm. there's Indian curries, there's Pakistani curries, there's like Tibetan curries. They're all of them are wildly different flavor profiles.
And I mean, like you make like you basically have curry when you have like chicken, like what is it? Freaking what's the Indian dish?
Chicken masala.
Yeah, that's like a type of curry.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It really is just sauce.
It's kind of a useless word, to be honest. Yeah. And the problem
it's like saying a pudding in England.
Yeah.
Or pudding is all desserts in England.
Well, but I mean, so think about the absurdity of like, I don't like sauce. I just don't like, I got burned out on sauce. And you're like, what? I don't know. I just made a lot of sauce in
Amy
college.
Amy doesn't like sauce. I wish she was here to talk about it.
Oh, well.
She's not a huge fan of sauces.
Well, and that's fine. If you don't like sauces, then that's...
Don't enable her.
Then you don't like sauces. But sort of like, yeah, you know... I just don't like sauce. Why? Well, we ate a lot of red pasta sauce in college all the time, so I just don't like sauce. I'm like, okay. Are you aware of the
how about a white
5,000 other sauces that are
how about
out
a
there?
Barbecue sauce?
How about ketchup? About chocolate sauce? Like, I mean, like there's curry.
Yeah, I guess that is a weird place where like
gravy.
Colloquialism and like stuff gets mixed up with actual
and
meaning.
I think honestly, it's that. It's that curry, depending on where you grew up, there is a more dominant or less dominant Asian food style.
Mm-hmm.
If you grew up where there's a lot of Chinese food, but not a lot of Indian, Thai, or Vietnamese food, then you're going to think curry with that yellow kind of curry that the Chinese food has, right?
Yeah.
Which is like curry powder, but other stuff that's not normally in like an Indian curry. If you grew up where there's a lot of Indian people, but not a lot of
Chinese
people.
Well, then there's like a brown Chinese curry that's literally gravy. It's like gravy, but they call it curry.
So it seems like if you grew up where there's a bunch of them, then you probably don't have this problem. But like, for example, in England, there's not a lot of Chinese food. And it's there, but it's not nearly as prevalent as it is here.
Oh, yeah. We had Chinese food when we were there. Like,
it's not great.
And it was not good. Like, Zero out, one out of ten.
Yeah, whereas their Indian food tends to be pretty bomber because there's a lot of Indian people there. There aren't that many Indian people here. Well, there's more now than there were 20 years ago for whatever reason, but there aren't as many. And so as a result, there's not that many of them making the food that they want to eat. So when you get it, it's not going to be as common to the traditional stuff. Not necessarily that it needs to be traditional, but...
It's not going to be as good.
It's not. It's going to be a novelty for people more than a staple.
Yeah.
And so typically you just don't see that quality and consistency.
It becomes the like equivalent of like Tex-Mex, right? Tex-Mex is the easiest place to see this happen because it's its own... Tex-Mex has become so popular that like it's not Mexican food anymore. People mistake it for
traditional
Mexican
food. Right, it's its own thing.
Food.
But here, the trick here is like, for example... If you want good Mexican food, you can get it in Colorado.
You can.
But you cannot get it in Minnesota.
No, you cannot. You cannot get it.
You
in
cannot
a,
get it
Florida.
In Britain.
Like you can't. Yeah, there's a lot of places you can't get good Mexican food.
I want this one?
Yes, that's correct.
So that's the thing, right? But at the same time, like sushi, you might go lots of places that don't have good sushi. I don't think Montana has a lot of great sushi in it. For example, it has some, but it's going to be hard to find a good sushi place, right? You go to
LA? Or just saying that the sushi in Montana is different and less common than the sushi in Florida.
Or example, Seattle or San Francisco. Places that have a huge amount of Japanese, like a large contingent of Japanese people.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of Japanese people that live out there. And so there's the communities for it. So you can go there and get something that's going to appeal to Japanese people and so have that more consistent traditional style.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be a different experience. It might not have the same reverence to it. Even if it's not a traditional one, it's not going to be treated the same way by people who aren't tied to it somehow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
Like, if you want to have an interesting time, this is, I mean, for, I know you're not a big fan of traveling, we talked about that, but if you go traveling a lot and sometimes you get bored of whatever, you want something different or blah, 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 go eat American food in other countries.
I did that. I've done that when I was in Germany and I tried to eat, like, pizza and, like, hamburgers and French fries. Mm-hmm. French fries are pretty good in Europe, actually, but... the ketchup's different. So, as someone coming from a pretty standard, traditional American food-based background, like, where we would eat a lot of, like, American food, like in terms of, like, it wasn't really authentic.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza.
Like, it's Italian food is pretty, like, standard in America, but it's different in Italy.
Italian-American food,
And so, like, the Americanized versions of other food, right? The appropriated versions, I guess, if we're speaking our slave names.
If it's Tex-Mex... It would be New Sicilian? I don't know.
Yeah,
like New York
that.
Sicilian or whatever. Like.
Yeah. And so going over to Germany, I was expecting just all this stuff because I was like, why wouldn't it be here?
Right.
And it's very different. Like, the flavors are all different. The ketchup was a big different thing in Europe. Ketchup is, like, exponentially better. And so, I don't know. It's you're right. It's a...
But what's really interesting is, like, go to a McDonald's or go to an American theme
I
restaurant.
I always try to go to a McDonald's when I'm in another state, in another country.
Because they're so different.
Because it's so interesting. And to see, like, okay, this is what they're doing. Like, when we were in London, it was, like, they had American burgers. They had, like, a Texas burger and, like, a New York burger and all this stuff. And I was like, ah.
The fuck is that?
This is racist.
But
no,
still.
But it was funny.
Well, so that's that stuff. And then, like, we went to a literal, like, American-themed restaurant, and I think it was Dublin or maybe it was Edinburgh a long, long time ago. Like, I don't want to think about it long ago. And it had, like, Captain America on the front of it, or, like, a knockoff of Captain America on the front of it. So, like, it was, like, comic book American-themed. It was fucking hilarious. And they had, like, American food, and it was all, the, like, this weird caricature of American food. And everything was just a little different. Like, the bread wasn't quite right. It was like, this bread's too sweet, or not sweet enough, or this hot dog is,
well,
like...
that's an interesting part, too, because the sweetness. So they have the American cereal stores in, like, London, where all it is it's a candy store, cereal or candy store, but they have all of the American, like, over-sweetened stuff. Uh-huh. It's, like, all the candies, all of the cereals we eat, all of the junk we eat is in this one store, and they're like, they sell a shitload of stuff out of those stores.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. It's like, oh, okay. We really are seen differently in, like, the way that stuff works it's, when it's in the other way around. And it's and they're trying to appropriate something that they're not very familiar with.
Right, and they're trying to, like, well, let's sell this shit. But what's funny to me is we catch shit for having super sweet stuff, but then random things in other countries are weirdly mega sweet. Like, there's certain, like, in Mexico, their soft drinks are so much sweeter than ours.
Yeah.
Right? And in Britain, what is it? There's a... the sticky toffee pudding or whatever it is like, I can't eat it. It's so rich and sweet. But they're like, you Americans with your sweet things that are shoveling it in their mouths. I was like, it's kind of a weird culture.
What do you
here.
Mean?
But then a lot of times their candy, some of their candy is less sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their candy is more sweet. So it's a very fascinating thing and how everyone makes fun of each other. Like, Indian food has like random sweetness throughout it, more so than we do. So when they do dessert,
yeah, like
it's like, bam.
Like some chutney stuff is even,
oh,
there's
yeah.
like a
tamarind
like,
chutney?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Yeah.
But it's then like, you get Gobi, whatever the fuck
Gobi
it is.
Desert.
Yeah. What have you, the little dough balls that are fucking deep fried and
soaked
in like honey?
Glob Jamuns
yeah.
is what I call them.
Glob Jamuns.
Glob Jamuns is what he says in Flight of the Conchords, and I'm like, okay, I can't say it wrong right ever again because I said it wrong once and now it's there.
Yeah. I guess we're parking over.
Hey, you're getting used to how it's going to be later.
Nope. Can I just park here? There's no one in there yet, right?
There is, but this is the area's parking, so you're good. But yeah, so I agree with Kendrick. If you go to other countries, try American food in other countries.
It's funny to see how they interpret it and how they think of us. Those are the two factors, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
because it's the same way here, it's just different. But
yep.
All right, thanks for listening.
Yep.
Have fun.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Do that stuff.
Bye.